Episode 158. This is weekly talk about Steve not hearing a dozo to wrecking people until self-improve it.
Episode 100, oh my goodness sakes, very loud. Episode 158, Bum Killer. This week, we talk about Steve not hearing the show, tricking people into self-improvement, and Egghead shoes a waitress. You can find us at snortcoffee.com. You can find us at snortcoffee on Twitter. The phone number is 937-501-1002. Thanks for listening. Got one, kid.
Blah, 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 blah.
Thanks for listening.
Question I've ever asked, and I'm really sorry. Who's the producer's name?
Fuck, Jose.
I'm so sorry, Jose.
I forgot he was over there.
So sorry.
He's so quiet.
I really feel.
Is he sitting low in the booth today? Jose, are you sitting low? Do we get you a fucked up chair?
Oh, rider.
Same chair.
I barely saw him. Like,
adjust maybe the height? It's an office chair.
Yeah, you need to boost that thing, man. I totally forgot that he was there. I let him in, too. That's the weird part.
I didn't even know his name. I mean, letting a man into your home and then forgetting he was there is one thing, but we've worked together, you know?
Is it possible that I'm a prude because penis makes my mouth do weird things?
Hello.
Yes.
It's weird to say penis and vagina. Am I the only one that gets that?
Penis and vagina.
Penis and vagina?
No.
They are penis, yeah. Vagina.
Pencil. I'm fine.
Pencil.
Yeah.
Pencil.
Pino.
Pencil? Penis.
Pencil.
Peanut.
Peanut.
Yeah, the Yankees won the peanut.
Yeah, all right. All right. Yeah, no, it's not weird.
No, it's fine.
Yep.
Wait, the words are fine?
Yep.
Yeah, you're the only one that's weird for... Okay.
And that's not why you're a prude.
My mouth do weird things. What does it make your mouth do? Say penis.
Water. Vagina is a hilarious word. But there is no...
Hard to say.
There's no good word, is there? Like whenever you're talking about a cunt?
Yeah, not really.
A snatch?
There's certainly slightly prettier words, perhaps.
Than...
Gash.
Gash? Is that your slightly prettier?
It is pretty.
What is a slight...
The most offensive... Fuck cunt. Gash is the most... Yeah. And I think I've said it on the show before. Yeah. Gash is the most offensive term I've ever heard for a vagina.
Honey pot? Is that a...
Light.
Slightly prettier? What do you use in a casual conversation with your wife to refer to her vagina? Vagina. Yeah, I do too. But it sounds so clinical.
I say, like, I don't say that at all.
It's never come up in conversation with a significant other.
I say your business or your junk or something. Yeah.
I'll go to your business or your junk, but yeah. I would say 50% of the time it's vagina. And then, like, you know... 15% this, 15% junk, 15% business. Sort of mix it up within like 25% of the time that I call that I, or 50% of the time that I
coos. So
she that in quite some time
because it's 1974 here.
I think last time I got into a discussion, I called it vagina more times than I was comfortable with.
Vagina, vagina, vagina. Vag?
I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I've used vag. But I probably snickered when I did.
What are you drinking, man?
Finished a 40.
Wow.
Can totally feel the judgment from one side of the room.
Yeah, man. No, you're on the right side of town, don't worry. Did I say white side of town?
Yeah, that's not what I meant. Sorry, Jose.
He's Dutch. I don't understand.
He still doesn't appreciate. He's very sensitive racially.
Oh, okay, that's right. I forgot.
Oh, so you know that dude that lives... Do you mind talking shop a minute more?
Yeah, go ahead.
This is about the podcast. You know that dude that I told you lives in your neighborhood that I work with now?
Yes.
His name's Steve.
Hi, Steve.
Still haven't told Steve about the podcast.
Smooth move.
And Steve is a podcast listener, which I've told you before, right?
Yep.
Like,
right.
He's down for the format of podcasting.
Yep.
So I haven't told Steve about the podcast, but now it's been so long that I feel weird.
Right.
About telling, like, hey, by the way.
Yeah.
150 episodes of Snort Coffee before it was, you know, it was like I had... .com presents. But is that a weird way to actually get somebody to listen to the show? Like, first time you meet him, imagine this. I meet Steve twice. The first time I meet him, I'm like, hey, yeah, man, I'm on snortcoffee.com. You should check me out, man.
Then he never talks to you again.
Or, yeah, it just doesn't, like,
right.
I'm too into it. I'm too pluggy. But if it's, like, we've been, like...
So what's the sweet spot for being able to tell a dude that you have a podcast?
3 months.
And you're saying you're beyond it now?
No, I'm coming up on that. Okay.
Second podcast discussion. Like, you guys talk about podcasts. About the second, maybe third time you've talked about a podcast, you go...
A lot of podcasts,
oh,
dude.
By the way.
That's why it's so awkward. But I think it's better as it gets a little more awkward. Like, we've talked about, like, Penn Sunday School. We've talked about Ace on the House. We've talked about, to him.
Yeah.
He's told me about, like, Skeptic's Guide and his atheist podcast. And he's super into fucking Smodcast Network. And, like, I know dude's podcast menu. Yeah. Like, I know what he would dig. Batman and the Fat Man was the one he was talking about today. And I haven't fucking told him. Hey. Snortcoffee.com. That dude lives in your neighborhood. He's right there.
Yeah, I think it's overdue. It's definitely but overdue.
I'm telling you, he's definitely going to be able to listen. He probably would have always. But now that he's not seen your car. I'm sorry?
He hasn't seen your car?
He's seen my car, but he hasn't asked about the Snort Coffee. Really? No.
Even though you have it spray painted on the hood?
I have a laminated window. Oh.
It's not as cool as spray painted on the hood, but...
Okay.
Alright.
Pretty cool.
That's weird.
It seems like a strange way to fix it.
Just clear lacquer.
No.
Bubbles from the engine.
It might be time to tell them.
Yeah. I don't know. It's just going to be so awkward.
We're potentially getting reviewed on a Tumblr page at some point in time. That's the rumor. I don't know if it's going to happen.
Oh, boy. Internet chatter.
Yeah, I don't know if it's going to happen. I don't know if it's really, like, it's been told to me that
well, thank you.
We're going to get some listens by two girls.
That's good to hear.
Oh, that should go well.
I was like, I don't know if I should tell you which episode to listen to, or, like, just let you go with a random one. It's going to work out.
How hard would it be for you to put a random button on the website? Somewhere,
yeah, probably.
Like draw from this batch of files and play.
Yeah, I know you. I could randomize, like on the old page. I had show quotes randomized.
Hmm. Right.
And I don't see why you couldn't turn that into quotes.
It's gonna be fun.
Yeah. I'd like to get the show quotes back up there. Maybe a random episode.
Periodically, I encounter daytime television. Pretty rare. But this was a promo for a Dr. Phil show, I heard.
Okay.
And it was, Dr. Phil, has your... how was it? Yeah, has your husband gone from hunk to chunk? And it was pretty much these wives on there bitching about how their husbands got fat.
Yeah.
And what they were going to do about it. I'm like, okay, that's kind of...
Feed them more?
Feed them more. I think that was the answer. I didn't actually watch the episode. I only watched the promo. Feed them more.
But spelled all one word. Feed them more.
With an M?
Feed them more.
No.
One episode. One word. Feed them more.
Okay. Yum. So I was wondering, conversely, what the fucking outrage would be if it was the opposite. And if it was guys bitching about their wives going from fine to bovine.
Oh, that would be... Number one, I like your play on words.
Thank you. Number two,
yeah, that would be negatively reviewed. Nobody would be happy about that.
It would be horrendous. Yeah. Dr. Phil would probably be off the air.
Yeah.
She's so fat.
Take his camera up from him. Like, physically walk it. Like, the last episode would be Dr. Phil in front of a camera, and Oprah would just walk in off camera from somewhere else, grab the camera that was shooting him, and just take it away. Yeah. Fine. To bovine.
Hell yeah. I actually
fucking love that.
Why aren't you a segment producer? I actually came up with that, right? At the time. Like, I was surprised. Because I was sitting there with Kelly, and I was like, what the fuck? And I said that exact, you know, like, what the fuck?
What did she say would happen if...
She thought it would be bad as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, not go well for Dr. Phil.
There's no other option, right, Austin?
I would assume it goes poorly.
Women's rights groups... Everything.
Everybody. Vegans. Animal people. PETA.
How could you insult cattle that way?
Right.
Said it.
I think it's a good show. I might watch it.
Yeah. Might change his listenership.
Yeah.
Like, huh, my wife has gone from fine to bovine.
Are we talking about renaming the podcast again? Because I'm sort of down. Like, Find a Bovine is another name that could totally... It's going to get us some hits. It's going to get us some listens. No fucking doubt. And I actually like that maybe we just every 6 months change our fucking name to something more egregious.
That's not a bad idea, yeah.
It's all going to... It's all worse and worse. Under Egghead.com, right? Yeah, Egghead.com percent still.
Yeah.
So fuck it. While we're still at it, Find a Bovine...
I can't redesign logos and websites that much.
Every 6 months.
Wait, so it would be a fine person pump like shitting out a bovine, like a cow. Like that would be
just morphine.
The most offensive artwork that we could have, right? Probably. Like an attractive lady downstairs part dumping out a cow.
Sounds great. GIF animation.
GIF animation and like in a sloppy sack as it's in the air, and then when it hits, the sack sort of
nice
and the legs sort of flail for a minute, and then it gets up and walks off the screen.
Nice.
Like a bind to bovine. And the lady dies.
Okay.
That's the, we have to make it as offensive as possible. So
the lady, I thought she might just turn into a cow, but
might be more, it might be more hurtful than having a lady die after giving birth to a cow. They care about their looks. It's a tough road to hoe, man.
And Dr. Phil, not a doctor, right?
No.
I don't, well, how do you get away with that?
Christine says he is.
Oh, well, Christine says it.
Degree.
Is there a parenthesis around?
I don't know. Quote unquote, Dr. Phil.
Yeah, I don't know.
I feel like there might be, actually.
That'd be hilarious.
I'm trying to imagine the logo right now. I feel like...
I assume he's some kind of doctor. Yeah.
Doctor of history.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Doctor.
Doctor.
Well, that's fine.
So
I mean...
he'll never have find a bovine. He'll always have...
Doctor of ratings. Yeah. Hunk to Chunk isn't too bad.
Hunk to Chunk's good.
It's not bad. Yeah. It's no find a bovine, but it's not bad.
Yeah, maybe T.J. Miller was writing on that episode. That's a plug.
Okay.
T.J. Miller. We have 9 people that listen, T.J. You're welcome. Well, 6. We're 3 people in this room right now. So,
Stuff You Should Know podcast on coffee. Mentioned snorting coffee.
I don't remember that.
Yeah.
And didn't contact us.
Listen to it again. Yeah.
Didn't even do a fucking customary Google search. To say, like, oh, fuck, I guess there's a podcast called Snort Coffee. Yeah, are you guys not a fan?
They should have thrown that in there. That would have been great.
Just
that would have been really good for us.
Are you guys, you're the Snort Coffee show? Like, yeah. And then, that's all.
Yeah.
That even would be funny, but
I don't remember them saying Snort the Coffee, but.
Yep, it was like, Snort the Grounds.
Huh.
Snort the Coffee Grounds, something like that.
I'll be damned.
Yep. I was like, oh. Secret plug. Maybe they're huge fans.
Didn't even mention that it needs to be as fine ground as possible.
No, they didn't. They did discuss the grind on coffee.
Yeah.
Like, pretty intensively.
I investigated what it took to grow a coffee tree.
A lot.
Yeah. Oh, no thanks.
Really?
Yeah, it's a big pain in the ass.
Like, moving to the bean belt? Is that the biggest problem?
That would help, certainly. No, yeah. I think you can do it. I think it's just a giant pain in the ass. Like, you gotta really...
Indoors?
Manage your soil conditions, manage your temperatures, manage your, like, a bunch of shit.
That'd be crazy. You've dedicated, like, half of your house to growing a single coffee tree.
Yeah.
Like, oh, that's the freshest coffee.
Yep. It would be sweet, but...
And another quarter of your house to roasting.
Yeah, exactly.
You wouldn't need that much.
Seems like shit to work.
No, when I was at Boston Stoker, that place that we recorded a podcast at once, a couple times I've been there, the dude has had like a roaster that was about the size of a popcorn maker.
Oh.
You know what I mean? Like that sort of 2 foot by 2 foot and maybe 4.5 feet tall cart situation.
Nice.
Yeah, and it was about that, and he like had samples and was French pressing shit for people. Boston Stoker's the shit. You missed out like a motherfucker, Starbucks. We wouldn't have said anything bad about you. Assholes.
If only you'd hosted us.
Assholes. Joe's the best employee you could wish for.
That's true.
And his manager's a piece of shit. So the Tooth Fairy says.
Really?
Joe didn't say that. Those aren't Joe's words. They're everywhere.
Everybody knows.
They're everywhere. Starbucks is everywhere.
Have I asked if it's weird to date a chick with the same hairstyle as your ex?
How close is the color?
Pretty close.
Yeah,
I wouldn't say right on, but pretty close, I would say. But, like, you see this hairstyle and you're like, oh, fuck, that's exactly the same as that hairstyle. Mm.
I think you'd be well within your rights to ask her to shave her head.
All right.
So
maybe you maybe the way you phrase that is, I think you've got the jawline for like a short haircut. Like, you know what I mean? Like, don't go right to.
Might be a little more.
I was watching Alien 2, and Sigourney Weaver looked hot.
And that dude with the bald head was pretty sweet looking.
And you look hot too. And I thought.
And then after she does it, go, ooh, man, was I wrong?
Yeah, bad move.
Never mind.
Lumpy head.
Okay, so that's not really nice to fuck with people, especially loved ones.
Little ways to be an asshole.
Yeah, but do you just keep fucking with somebody like that until they realize, like, why the fuck am I listening to this guy? And, like, now haven't I given you the gift of self-improvement here to where you're like, oh, maybe I shouldn't listen to other people. Maybe I should listen to my soul.
Sure. So, it's been really harsh all the time.
Yeah, so it looks like you're being a dick, but no, actually.
Well, if you would just be a dick, then that would be a little way to be an asshole. But
right.
What you explained was a mean way of being nice to people.
Yeah.
Exactly. That could be a new segment.
That's not bad.
Mean ways to be nice to people.
A mean way of being nice to people.
I don't know if I can come up with a second example.
I'm just going to see if the URL is available.
Check Find a Bovine while you're at it.
What about tripping somebody that's about to walk into traffic so they don't make it to the street?
There you go. It's a very nice way to be an asshole to somebody.
Nice person.
Yeah, there you go. Nice ways to be an asshole. Mean ways to be nice to people.
I got nothing else.
Stealing food from fat people?
All right. That'll do. Free instant liposuction?
Just took like a vacuum up to people.
Shop vac.
I don't know how much you're helping there. Stealing people's cigarettes? Like, I'm saving you from cancer. I'm not just stealing your cigarettes.
You're spending their money, dude.
Yeah. Well, that one's
ways to be nice to people.com is available.
Sweet. That one I'll admit's borderline.
Can't wait to see who owns Find a Bovine.
I hope it's Cattlemen's Association.
B-O-V-I-N.
E.
Okay. De Niro Bovine. That was what the autocorrect suggested.
Oh. That's not who owns it, De Niro. Goes straight to
Boom.
His...
Boom! Available! FindABovine.com is available.
God, is that just a website where pissed off husbands post before and after pictures of their wife on their wedding day to current?
That's pretty good.
That's the best fucking photo blog ever,
yeah,
people. FindABovine.com if you're an insensitive fuck and you want to do that shit.
Pretty good.
People will look at that shit.
Yes,
there's
yes.
no fucking doubt. That's
you're right.
an excellent point. Ugh.
It makes a pretty easy Tumblr page, too.
Yeah.
I've got a couple more that I looked up. That are cool that I brought in.
To other free websites for the listeners?
These are hatefulopinions.com.
Should we request a royalty on this shit? Let's say somebody becomes the next fucking Facebook off of one of your fucking.
Right.
I want to take a little bit of a cut
because
Rob
Delaney
you're releasing it.
Is more accurate.
Say what?
The only thing I do is funny. None of them are functional.
Maybe.
Find a Bovine will not become the next biggest social network.
No, but what happens if somebody steals a website and is like starts making shit tons of money on it?
Kick back.
They should kick down.
But
yeah. You're not under any
obligation.
Yeah.
So,
the law won't come after you, but it would be cool.
How about this? If you really do well, just take care of my student loans. Just take care of my student loans, my wife's student loans, and that would be an amazing gift that you give to a person and know that I'm not going to spend it on crack. And that's how my mom does a lot of her gifts. She doesn't like to give me cash.
Spends it on crack.
She's afraid I'll spend it on drugs.
Okay.
Yeah. But this way you can have the same comfort as my own mother.
I just want a $380,000 loan at 3% interest.
Find a Bovine is you. The segment is mine, but I give, if you use Find a Bovine, that's Matt. That goes to you.
Well, I'll kick down some.
$20,000 on the kickback.
Okay.
Because the segment wouldn't exist.
Yeah. But mine's just a loan. $380,000 at 3%. Like, I'm doing him a favor. 3% is a pretty decent return these days.
That's how it'll be viewed in the courts.
Yeah.
I'd just like chip in $100 or something. I don't know.
Oh.
At the very least.
I'm giving them money.
Something.
Mine's a second gift.
Ugh. When I find one of these, I'm going to be mad. Because eventually it's just going to get taken. And it's not going to be somebody that listened to the show or stole it. It's just going to be like, no, we are a group of white people for black power. We should look that shit up. Whitepeopleforblackpower.com.
It's available.
$12.99. I'm going to make that purchase. Good, fair enough.
Oh, damn, that reminds me. So I saw some photo thing. Like, you see all the shit stuff pops up on Facebook. 21 inspirational photographs. So I click on it and go look at it.
So you got a virus, then what happened?
Yeah, seriously.
Yeah. Well, okay,
that's
so.
A sucker for Facebook shit, man.
Not really, but this is inspirational. It was 21 pictures to restore your faith in humanity.
Wow.
Like,
if that's not a fucking virus, dude.
I don't think it was. I think it was just Stuxnet.
That's what that is. That's what .doc.
Oh, okay.
I'm guessing.
I don't know.
TXT, maybe? I don't know. I don't know what a virus is written in.
No.
But you just got a virus.
All right, I can look it up on my computer, apparently, and find out.
Then you're probably cool.
I don't know where I got this one, but Joel says it's from here. So the first one was Christian dudes holding up signs saying, we're sorry for being anti-homosexual. And they were at a gay pride parade.
Okay.
And there was like a group of them, shirts say, I'm sorry, and like holding up signs like, I used to be a hateful homophobe. And sorry for what Christianity, you know, does to you. I'm like, okay, you know.
Unitarians?
I didn't ask. I didn't see. They didn't say on the shirts.
Those are like the only ones.
Okay. So you're probably Unitarians. And I'm like, at first, I'm like, okay, I won't say my faith is restored in humanity, but all right, that's nice.
Helpful. Didn't hurt.
Yeah. Second photo on the same list was the response the gay response to these people. And it was a picture of a assumingly gay guy in his underwear hugging one of the Christians. Like
one of the Christians that was holding, like,
yeah,
they made the sign.
Yeah.
One of the gay dudes went over.
Yes.
And hugged one of the Christians.
Yes.
And one of his gay friends took a picture of that.
Yes.
And then they went to a Kinko's and they were like, blow this up to 2.5 by 4. And they threw it on a sign.
I don't know the dimensions.
Or whatever the fuck it was. They threw it on a sign and then brought it back to the rally?
No. It was just a...
That'd be sweet, though.
That would be...
The gay guy who took the picture apparently posted it.
That is some mirror shit. Some physics question stuff right there.
And that kind of like was disturbing. Like, hey, just because I don't hate you doesn't mean that I don't want to be hugged... That I want to be hugged by a gay guy just wearing underwear.
What's wrong with a hug, dude?
In underwear.
Kind of a homophobe.
For not wanting to be hugged by dudes in underwear?
I don't know that I want to be hugged by many people in clothes or no clothes.
Yeah, but like, as long as nothing pursues past the hug, fuck, it's
what
just
if
a
he
hug.
Puts it right between your legs.
Eh.
He comes up with his underwear and he's so, like,
how about just
is it there?
A greasy gay dude who's been out in the sun?
Greasy feels like a stretch.
I'm sorry.
How dare. Let me speak
oiled.
The entire
is game. Oiled different than greasy? Oh. He was oiled, if you see the picture.
Oh, wait, this is in the picture he was oiled.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, that's fair then.
Yeah.
You're not out of bounds.
And had been out in the hot sun in his gay pride parade. Like, I really don't want to be hugged by you.
Maybe
dude.
He needs to be held up. He might have heat stroke. If he's covered in oil, he's been out in the hot sun during a gay pride parade. My experience is, at least in Chicago, it gets warm. And
I'm sure.
You might save a life with that hug. Maybe.
Or overheat him more from your own body heat.
Don't touch me, don't touch me. It's,
it's in your best interest.
I'm dead. Hate crime. I was trying to get my hug.
Yeah.
I think I'll pass on a hug from pretty much anybody.
Of course like, you would.
Yeah, well.
I'll accept hugs from most people.
Never me.
You've never tried.
That's true.
Sound like a and if you were practice. Wearing only your underwear, I would be like, no, no, that's all right. Maybe later.
What if I had
get clothes,
all my clothes
and
on,
we'll
but
talk
I had
about
a semi?
It. Like, noticeably?
Yeah.
I noticed, then no.
Like, not like cartoonish 90-degree angle,
just
but like...
down your leg, so yeah. Like, pretty noticeable bone going on there.
Yeah, if I can't, if I can tell, like, then no. If I can't,
you look. So you're telling me the first.
If
time,
I don't know, it doesn't hurt
for
me.
A hug. The first thing you're gonna do is look at my crotch.
Second
what's
thing,
the situation. What DEFCON are we at?
First thing, I'm gonna look into your eyes,
which I'm gonna sell. There's no problem there.
All right.
I really like you as a person.
Then
I'd
I look at your crotch. Then I accept a hug. Maybe. Okay.
Who's grabbing the crotch and, like, pulling in?
No.
Crotch,
no inappropriate
sorry, crotch,
shit.
Waist, like.
No, it's all, it's like.
It's man hug. It's
yeah.
High.
Okay.
Two pats.
All right.
Fully straight. I'm not trying any crazy right. Shit.
I try. I
just want to get my semi.
I would have taken a hug, a one-armed hug with hand in between, like, from the
I
gay
don't,
dude.
I don't do
one
that.
Of those,
I don't
like,
play sports.
Hey, what's up, brother? No. One of those.
I got an attempted one of those today.
Yeah.
But I turned my back on it at the same time.
Nice.
Of course you did.
See ya.
Shoot away a waitress today, too.
Yeah, that's true. Yes.
No surprise.
She was like,
shoo. Yeah.
Go away, shoo peasant. Me? Bring me food later.
Yeah. Yep.
I said BLT, but I guess I'll have to say it again later because you're a dumb fucking bitch. And that's how I view every woman on the planet right now.
Shoo.
So I guess it's not really your fault.
Away with you.
Shoo.
Shoo.
Shoop, shoop, you should have shoop by duped her.
I should have.
She may have started yeah. Dancing or something.
Ugh. Pass.
I have to pee again.
Don't you hate it when women misunderstand you? Just like you say something, and you mean one thing, and it's just some random comment. You're just talking about some shit, and then... Before you know it, you're, I won't say in a fight, but you're either getting bitched at or just in general complained upon.
Yeah. You're like, say shit normally.
Right. I do.
But then the way it's seen is completely off that.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's pretty frustrating.
It is. It is. I can't say it happens to me a lot. I suppose every once in a while. But when it does, and it's like...
How much do you speak your mind when you're with your lady?
I was about to say, oh, all the time.
Yeah.
I'm like, eh. Possibly all the time. Most of the time, at least. You should be able to, right?
Yeah.
Unless those thoughts are, hey, I wouldn't mind banging some other chicks also, then you probably keep that one to yourself.
Do you tell her when you got a problem, though? Like, when let's say something, not necessarily a problem. Do you tell them when, like, here's, here's something weird that might sound insensitive if you are taking what I'm saying as insensitive, even though I'm not saying it as insensitive.
I possibly don't. I possibly bite
there's
my tongue.
Cups in there if you want, dude.
Keep it to myself.
Yeah, one.
You could have
cups.
Shot
it
glasses
was in the drying
of water.
Rack, so I knew it was clean. All right.
We discussed this last week, didn't we? About me being misunderstood easily, or not easily, but
often.
Often.
I don't know if we did or not.
I don't remember if we did either.
Okay. I didn't think so. I think we discussed it on the porch, but didn't record
yeah,
any
I don't
of
think
it.
We discussed it on, yeah.
So if you were on Austin's porch, then you've already heard that? This. Huh?
They missed that?
That may,
were they
I don't know.
On, ugh, sorry, guys. Jose, where were you at on that one?
Yeah, Jose. Just sits in that booth all low in that chair today, man. I think he's grumpy or something. We all right, Jose? All right. Miscommunication's fucked up, man. I don't know. I find it difficult to be open and honest about shit.
What do you mean? It's my understanding of the situation from what I've heard on the porch and at bars and otherwise is that you're too open and honest.
I don't think there's such a thing, is there?
Of course there is.
There shouldn't be.
Yeah, I don't think
but
so either.
There is.
Right, but we don't live in a utopia.
Right. Alright.
Right, but I think there's people seemingly in better relationships that I'm accustomed to that are considerably more open and honest about the shit that they say to their whatever.
Yeah, I think there's a reasonable balance. Like, if you're at the restaurant with your spouse and you see a hot chick, you shouldn't be like, damn, I would like to have sex with that woman.
Yeah, it was 2 years in for me in marriage. Where, like, Christine brought it up enough times that I was like, oh, fuck, she's not going to appreciate the beauty of just another woman. Like, that's offensive to her.
Yeah.
That's how long it took me to realize. Okay. Which is dumb as fuck that you would do that, but... That's honestly roughly about
how long. That's how long it took before she got so frustrated and you sensed that.
She got miffed a couple times and that was enough.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I asked my wife, she said something about some woman was pretty, and I said, well, would you do her? And she kind of got a little annoyed, but I was like, well, wait, if you don't usually do women, if you would have sex with her, she must be hot. So
you're into that specifically.
Yeah, well, as far as I know to this point, she isn't. Right. So I thought that was a reasonable gauge. No, not really. She thought that was kind of funny.
Because now what I talk about, because now I realize talking about dudes is off, but like talking about chicks is off, if I see a hot dude, I'll be like, yeah, I'd fuck him. Just because I know she can't get pissed. Like, what do you want? You'd fuck him too. We both know. if he were coming on to you, you'd probably fuck him. He's driving a BMW, Christine, is usually the
company. Is that what it takes?
It's for me, it's always about money.
Okay.
If I were ever to do it again, I would get a cheap hotel room outside of a medical school and marry. Yeah. Like, I'm there for you, like, through
the
your
first
finals.
Hot guy,
like,
that
I'm
you find?
With you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Anesthesiologist, lady, preferably.
Oh, okay.
But
okay.
I'm not comfortable drawing a line anywhere, frankly. If
except for anesthesiologist.
Right. Well, anesthesiologist lady is the top.
Yeah,
of the
I agree.
And probably anesthesiologist.
Very well
dude,
paid, not that hard
or
working.
Or plastic surgeon dude, I guess. Like,
you're not gonna have moral issues.
You can be a GP and be a lady, and you're still above anesthesiologist dude.
Sure.
Because I don't want to fuck a dude, but I would for anesthesiologist money if I didn't have.
Okay.
You see, it's a
where's the cutoff? Nurse
chart.
RN.
For dudes, so you mean the bottom of the barrel cutoff?
Well, you know, what's the bottom of the barrel for girl beats anesthesiologist guy? Like,
certainly,
licensed massage therapist?
Certainly nurses above. I'm considering licensed massage therapist now. Probably licensed massage therapist is above as well.
Above or below?
Above.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. I can't go much lower in the medical field.
I mean, I know she's not going to want to give massages, but
right.
Pay is tied to, you know.
Took a semester of pre-med.
What's the parent situation like? Like, how did she get through pre-med?
Totally
scholarship. Island in Canada?
No, totally. Probably. Scholarship. Oh, island in Canada, yeah.
That's some backstory.
Sure.
I don't even think that's been talked about on the podcast.
Can you go back to the island then? Definitely.
I don't give a fuck about going to the island.
Oh,
I care about assets.
Oh, okay. Oh, owns the island in Canada, not just
her
lives on an
own
island.
The island in Canada. Okay. Eventually, they will die. That island in Canada will be hers.
Yeah.
That is valuable property.
Okay.
And I am into you legally, so you're not getting rid of me. I'm not fucking earning shit.
Inheritance doesn't transfer. Inheritance is the sole ownership of.
This is dudes and chicks. This is an interesting equation for me, actually. This is dudes and chicks. Inheritance doesn't apply. So right. It's just you can't. However long I can live with the person.
They might give you some of the inheritance, but there's no guarantee. They don't have to. There's no legal obligation.
There's no
guarantee.
There's no promise. Go fuck yourself.
Okay. All right.
I don't know. I guess still RN feels comfortable. I'm not sure. Like, anesthesiologist dude over registered masseuse or whatever the fuck you said.
Oh,
probably.
Because okay.
That's such a high standard of living. Right. I don't mean to. I coughed into the mic there. But
okay, so.
Really frothed.
Between RN. Because RNs are going to make, what, 70, 80 grand?
Yeah.
Right?
They'll be fine.
Right. Anesthesiologist's going to make a cool.
50, 300 grand.
Oh, okay.
It's the dopest.
I actually
of
thought
dope
it was even
jobs.
Higher than that.
Maybe even higher, yeah.
Okay. Okay. Okay.
Should have listened to what you were going to say first. Like $14 a year,
an hour. Come on, don't be silly. radio tech, you know, radio technician. You know what? We're talking probably 45 a year. You're going to have to work over 250 grand.
Still, dude, anesthesia.
Okay. All right.
Fun.
80 grand, you probably don't have to work, you know? You can have a reasonable lifestyle.
You act like
and
she's
stay
not
at home.
Condescend at 80 grand. You've got to work. You've got to be doing something. And at the very least, for 80
grand. But you're going to be able to pursue your dreams.
It's my understanding.
You know?
Correct. That right. is fair. That is absolutely fair. But it's my understanding from knowing a dude who, in high school, his dad was married to an anesthesiologist who was his mom. And he took care of the house and drank nice wine and took care of the yard and was like, stay at home dad. So that's
excellent.
That's the bullseye. That
so
I'm that, sort of
sure. It's an ideal situation.
Yeah.
Not only is she an anesthesiologist, she's also a provider and like happy about
right,
it.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah.
And he's fine to be like, are you ready for the chicken cordon bleu? Yeah. Like it's, I don't
no
think
problem
actually
for
fine
that.
With that. Cause they ended up divorced and I would have licked her fucking toes to live like that. Oh, that's what my Jewish
she's
relatives
a bitch.
Say. So,
but if he was married for long enough, you know, it's a decent settlement and assuming you get palimony in that situation.
Be like 120 to be able to be in that situation where you can just be like, I take care of the house and like, whenever you need kumquats from the grocer, like, I'm on it.
Yeah.
I got your dry cleaning. Like, right. I am your home manager. We've got a couple kids. You've got to plant that seed. That is so important.
You gotta
I can't
have the
fucking
kids.
Do that, but I would, like, sneak that shit in a turkey baster or something because it's, they've, you know, the term anchor baby, excuse me, Jose, I know you're Norwegian. I don't mean to
Dutch.
Step on any toes. You like six of one, half a dozen of the other. White nigger is the term that we all use when you're not around. I forgot what I was going to say. White nigger took it out.
Anchor baby.
Anchor baby, yeah. You have to anchor baby that shit. You have to get, like, legally bound for life. She's always going to have to fucking deal with you. And that means even if she or he isn't fucking responsible for you, I'm our kid's dad. Like, I need to scrape together $300 this month. Like, get on. Like, 16 fucking years down the road, you're going to be able to scrape $300 off a dude or a chick that you've adopted or had a baby with. That's the
yeah,
second.
Right,
I'm very happy with Christine. But if I had it to do over again, it would solely be the Monopoly game for me. It would be a lot of, like, strategic decisions. Especially with, I mean, gay marriage is right on the table. So we're talking about literal, like, actuary
right.
to actuary. That's a financial term. Rights. And I still don't think you have to see them when they're dying in the hospital.
So you got that going for
make,
you.
I don't think they'll make you do it.
Well, our friend Austin here has this opportunity.
Okay, no, I think I'll pass.
What?
No, I don't care about money that much.
That's not. I don't want to be. I don't need to be a billionaire. But
comfortable
enough. Yeah, comfortable. I just want
to
make pottery. That's all I fucking care about.
I'm not doing this
if I have
you,
a
dude.
Shack,
I just want to smoke pot. I just want to like take care of a place and smoke pot. That's all I want to do.
I'm not doing this for you to make pottery, though. That's the problem.
Neither one of you guys are anesthesiologists. I don't understand how this is Because I felt like someone was propositioning someone in the room that I'm in right now.
No. Matt was propositioning me to find an anesthesiologist for him to do pottery.
Oh, okay.
No, I was just talking about the amount of money I needed.
No, we're all beyond it now. You have to lay those.
No.
The talons have to go in early. They have to look at all this debt I have for being an awesome doctor. Yeah. They can't be fucking 35 years old.
She's already out of debt, dude.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Right.
So it has to
be. I think you're still okay. I think you can find.
You have to get in during the okay. Not pre-med years.
Now I'm.
Late pre-med is a good time,
she's
though.
My sugar mama, and she knows it. She
You want to.
Oh, that's going to be a problem.
Some sort of. Okay. Closer to level playing field, I think.
Nope. 50-year-old never had time.
Yeah, that too.
50-year-old never had time for a love life, and now she's looking to make up for lost time.
I could totally work a 50-year-old lady out of some cash, I think.
Well, you're just going to marry her.
Just like coffee shop in the hospital?
Oh, that's not a bad place to start. You've got logic, man. That's the way to go.
Bar's close.
It's
all got to be within radius of a hospital.
I say,
and a nice hospital. Don't go Good Sam.
Injure myself till I get home.
Injure yourself isn't bad either.
Oh, that's
I feel like you need to do some stakeout moves. Know which hospital you're going to go to. Well, know what her shift is.
Jewish, firstly.
Yeah, I assume.
Fair enough.
I think you just hurt yourself a couple times.
I didn't think about that method.
So they good. Might catch on to you, like, sneaking around.
This guy has lots of hammer dents in his head. Yeah. You don't want to do any permanent damage.
I think you need to know her shift. I think you really have just one good shot at it.
How big of a creep are you?
As big as...
Yeah. You can't be to a certain level, you know, it has to have some spontaneity.
Not if it's going to work.
You don't think?
No. Do you honestly believe, this is crazy to me, that you would think for a second... That you could just go around getting hurt and hope to meet some hot chick that's, like, in that situation specifically that you're looking for? Like, if we've narrowed it down to this, why not go the extra mile? Yeah.
You're past the days where you can just take a bunch of elective classes in college and when the med students are there.
Yeah.
That would have worked then.
I think we're all probably, we could be on campus. We could still, we're young enough in the early 30s, late 20s, that we could get a place on campus and...
Not look like a total freak.
Pre-med, early med student.
Right. You'd have to play that you were a grad student.
If you're closing in on 40, you need a recon team, I think.
Yeah.
Okay. I think you need to plan to think about it, know her shift, know like, oh, dad died, so she's got these kind of issues. Like, really Facebook it. Wow. You know what I mean?
It's convenient that all that information is on Facebook. Yeah.
I think I'll pass.
All right.
I'd like to have a boat. That'd be nice. But
see? Yeah, huh? Now that you think about it, motorcycle wouldn't be bad either, would it?
It'd be all right, yeah.
Could use a fast car, huh? Kind of nice if this house was paid for, huh?
It would be nice if this house was paid for.
And I think, and I've been saying this a lot to people.
I'm not going to pay for a house, though. Like, if that's
okay. Well, you're going to her house, so.
Yeah. I think this might fall under the realm of questions that I'm calling kill this bum for $1 million questions, which are questions that if you were to kill a random bum, I would give you $1 million. You can answer that question now, but it means ditkas. It means absolutely nothing until you're in front of the bum with the implement of killing the bum.
Right.
And me holding a briefcase with $1 million. Like, the only way that you can truly answer the question is to be in that scenario.
Can I shoot you and take your $1 million?
If you're all the way into that scenario. You have to at least get that deep, though, right?
And then at that point, I guess it's easier to kill the bum.
It's going to be, way easier.
Yeah. He's drunk and passed out. Do you get to pick the bum? Like, oh, he looks like my second cousin I hated.
Sure.
Okay. Well, that might make it easier. I don't know.
I think it might make it harder.
If you really hated that second cousin.
Definitely gonna make it harder.
Even worse, you do it, you find out you're really into it, and now you have $1 million and you're just going around killing bombs. Like, oh, the slippery slope I've slid.
Emailing Stanley with little areas of your comic book called Bum Killer. It's the first gay porn comic book. Bum Killer. I'm sorry. That was over the line.
Gay English comic book?
Nice.
Comic book?
Yep. All
right.
Do you guys want to say goodbye?
Yeah.
Should we say
I want more
for a second show?
Question.
I think we probably should.
Yeah, I think we're, I don't know what the time's at.
Right at time now.
At 2?
Yeah, pretty close.
Right. Hey, everybody, welcome to Snort Coffee. Are you going to plug this in later?
Another show.
No, yeah.
You're going to actually edit?
Yeah.
Wow.
I'll move some shit around.
Hi!
Well, no, I'll just leave it here, but it'll still be a welcome to Snort Coffee.
Oh, yeah. Okay. The latest. That's awesome.
Me, Silky Smooth. It is the latest. Joel Train. Hi.
Hi.
Hey.
Do you guys want to say goodbye? Thanks for listening.
Yeah.
Find us at Snort Coffee on Twitter, snortcoffee.com, 937-501-BLUES.
The nice person on the internet.com.
Lube and Leet Speak.
Findabovine.com.
Want.
Findabovine.com.
Fine.
They're all just links back to the show.
That'd be sweet.
I want that Lube and Leet Speak t-shirt.
Lube and Leet Speak?
Lube and Leet Speak.
I still don't even know that one.
I'm not sure.
That's my favorite part about it. Like, I don't know what it means anymore. Yeah. And that's why I want it. Because I know we say it as if, here's our phone number, Lube and Leet Speak.
Yeah.
And no one fucking knows, which I think it's hilarious.
Even the people. Because
those assholes wouldn't call anyway. But thank you for listening.
Thanks for listening.
Yep.
Seemingly, we got some bumps after we spoke of the John Acosta.
Oh, nice.
And his video.
Cool.
Like, the bumps were like 4 or 5. But
that's John's internet currency, though. That's a nice thing that he threw our way.
Seemingly, yes.
I mean, I'm sure he, you know.
I've not looked at numbers
recently. We talked about him. He plugged or something. Yeah. He threw it up on a blog somewhere, and that's a very nice thing to do.
It was delightful. Jose, have we gotten any correspondence from them? How do you spell correspondence?
With a C.
Thanks.
Mm-hmm.
So no, we haven't? Okay, that's what I thought.
Actually, I did get a letter, but I'm going to have to save it for next time.
Okay.
Yeah. Nice. Yeah. It's pretty interesting, actually.
Well,
a little tease for you.
Yep. Hey, real quick, was your receiver okay?
Yeah.
Okay, cool.
Yeah, it stopped making noise, and then I turned it off and turned it back on and started making noise again.
Old school.
Thanks for listening. Let people know if you want or don't.
I was going to say the same thing. I can't talk shit. Like, I have to. The next time we record, I have to have told Steve.
I hope so. But, you're going to tell him where I live, though, huh?
No.
Well, eventually.
You haven't
if
told
he listens enough.
I'll tell him, you're in the ballpark. Like, that you use the same DMV.
Okay. No, you can tell
if you're going to rallies, that's the rallies you go to, but I wouldn't.
Yeah, I don't really care. I was mostly
kidding. I don't think I'm going to bring anybody else to the show.
Okay.
Are we doing that? Because I'm the only person that does that, and so it makes me feel weird that I brought Mike, I brought Joe, so I don't want to be the only person to have brought somebody and it be the third time, you know.
It's not bothering me, but it's...
But it is bothering.
I have no problem. Good.
No, I heard.
I'm a little pissed, but.
I'll think about it then.
Tell your friend's mom.
You're on a thin rope, Steve.
What up, Steve?
Extra 50 cents an hour.
Are you listening?
Maybe I can get you on the show. Wink, wink. He's my team leader.
Really? Yeah. Nice. Are you listening to this, Steve?
Hello? Supposedly he has a Twitter. Tweet at Snort Coffee, Steve.
Hey, Steve.
Say, this is Steve.
We're at Snort Coffee.
That asshole didn't tell me for weeks.
You can find us at Snort Coffee. That he had a Twitter?
I think so. He told me he did. I don't think he uses it a lot, but if by chance he listens to this episode.
Is he at
Steve? I'm going to tell him in 5 weeks. This will be that episode, right?
He's Twitter at Steve?
Yes.
Yeah, is he at Steve?
At Steve.
Yes,
at Steve.
Nice.
I'm going to tweet him right now.
His cousin is Forrest Griffin, which doesn't mean anything to you guys because you're not sports people, but he's a MMA guy.
Oh.
He's a what?
I think I've heard that name.
Mixed martial arts guy.
Mm.
Tell him that you kick his ass.
Every time he says that, though, he balls up his fist and sort of fake throws it at me.
Oh, yeah?
So my cousin's Forrest Griffin and then goes fake, throws his fucking fist at me.
It kind of creeps me out.
Might just be an intimidation move.
Might just be a joke like that you don't get.
Keep like, me in my place because he's team leader.
I want Steve here. See if he's
at Steve right isn't now. Taken.
There's no at Steve. If there's no at Steve,
we're taking that broken, too.
Then
internet's down.
www.steve.com.
I forgot to actually look.
I gotta look that shit up. I know it's fucking taken.
What'd you say?
www.steve.com.
My shorter name was taken. I had to go with full Matthew.
It's unacceptable.
There's a preacher, Joel Gillespie, in South or North Carolina.
Nice.
Fuck you, dude. Fuck you.
I don't know. What's his bank account numbers look like, you think? Because you might be able to get that pretty easily.
Well, better than fuck.
At Steve's going to be Wozniak, isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Steve.com's got to be Wozniak, too.
Oh, no. Well, no. Hold on.
Yeah, everything Steve. Steve.com is not available. SteveJobs.com is available. What the fuck? What the fuck?
That seems like that would have been taken.
I'm not seeing an at Steve.
That's crazy. You're not seeing an at Steve, and I swear to God, dude, look at this.
Wait.
Confirm to me that SteveJobs.com is available.
Holy smokes.
GoDaddy.
Is that how you spell Steve?
I think, as far as I know.
That's really surprising.
I know.
Okay, SteveJobs.com is not taken, and he's dead. He won't be coming for it.
Obviously, that dude was not.
Maybe that wasn't available like a couple months ago, and the at Steve was not available, and they're like, yeah, he's dead now, fuck it. Wipe his ass off the internet.
Steven.com is available, though.
Is it?
I swear.
With a P-H?
No, with an E.
Okay.
You believe me.
I believe you. Yeah,
bye-bye. A lot of things out there.
Yeah.
Yeah, we said bye a bunch.
Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
Did you already close it?
No. Bye-bye for last week as well. You guys want to say bye for last week? We forgot about that.
Yeah. Bye.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks you can take that for either week, any week. Fuck it.
Do you guys want to say, we already did a welcome to the show, didn't we?
Okay. Yeah.
Do you have any more dead bum questions? Or kill a bum questions?
I do like questions that are in that ballpark,
I do.
Though. I'm
I
trying
do
to think of, there was another one that I was telling Christine about. That you can only answer.
Classic is suck a dick for $1 million, but I think everybody's like, yeah, all right. $1 million? Okay.
I think you can probably say for $1 million, if you're smart at all, that you would suck a dick. But I feel like when it gets into the hundreds of thousands of dollars, you would need to see the cash and the dick. A lot of people don't bring that up.
What's going to make it better for you, big or small?
What's going to make it worse for you, dude?
Well, that's what I'm saying.
That's what you need to think about. Herpes, like a pimple on the side of it, all the way back to an episode ago. Like,
yeah, I assume
a gross
that
dick
question
would be rough.
Uncut, cut.
I don't think that would make it's much not of a gonna, difference. Not I think good. Cleanliness and like
uncut and dirty would be pretty gross, dude.
Yeah, you have to assume that the dick is clean and in good health.
If they got $1 million.
Yeah, for $1 million.
Unless it is, I'll give you $1 million if you suck that bum's dick. Like, can I just kill him?
$1 million if you beat that bum to death with my dick.
Oh.
Like, Ron Jeremy, right, though, asks you, like, grab it at the base and just, like, flip it in his face for, ugh.
It's going to take a while.
Graham.
The horrors.
Love you, Grammy. The
who dies first? I think Ron Jeremy, right? Like, yeah, that guy's head kind of, he's unhappy.
Bruising,
yeah, maybe.
That's a burn, Ron Jeremy. Come down to Dayton and take care of business. Fuck you. You won't come out here. I'm talking shit for you, buddy.
All right, thanks.
I want to see you were in Ron Jeremy fist fights. You said I couldn't beat a man to death with my dick? Fuck you.
No, I said I couldn't beat a man to death with your dick.
Oh, that's a misunderstanding, different, man. Well, that's fair. That's fine.
So when this episode comes out, we have to send a message just to Ron Jeremy, right?
Yeah,
so. We mentioned you on it. I think we have to do that for every fucking show we mention anybody on. Even if it's, we said
somebody
horrible things about them.
Yeah, it's probably not about it.
Even if we say horrible things about them.
Graham is back
up. Jose?
You always got shit up. Jose is a second backup.
Jose's got to do it.
He's on.
Which Jose needs to find a fucking avatar for his avatar. We got no picture for Jose.
Alright, just get a picture of those wooden shoes.
Jose, fucking kill this shit, man.
I was going to go with the East India Trading Company logo, but yours is much better.
Fork code.